Static.
Hey, Miles, what's going on?
Hey, Bob, what's up?
Yeah, my basement's got 2 inches of water in it.
Well, that's about an inch and a half more than you have in your pants.
Oh! You bastard. Yeah, I get it. I go to, it's raining like all last night, right? And
right.
So I go to bed at, I don't know. Last time I was in the basement was about 10 o'clock at night. And so I go to bed and I wake up at about 10 o'clock in the morning. I come down here and I take that first, that last step before you hit the concrete to the floor.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like some mariner here.
Uh-oh.
Touchdown. Just like Apollo 13 or something. We have a problem.
Oh, boy.
So I'm thinking is, that was nice.
Oh, sorry.
Did a pipe break or, you know, what's going on? So I'm investigating, you know, and my wife finally yells down after a little while, "What's going on down there?"
Yeah.
And I go, "Well, we have some water down in the basement."
Houston, we have a problem.
And so, you know, I just said, you know, have a little water in the basement. And so she decides to come down and look, you know, and I'm like up past my, you know, I get over the deep end here, and I'm up past my, up to my ankles in the water.
Oh, my
God. She's like, "Oh, my God. Are the outlets there? Are you going to get electrocuted?"
Oh.
So she's freaking out because, you know, she's probably going to get electrocuted.
Right.
And I'm like, "Well, most of the outlets are high. They're not like in your upstairs in your house where they're up there by the floor."
Right.
"These are all up off the floor anyway because the electrical system pretty much hangs to the ceiling of the basement."
Right.
Right. So but I wasn't in any danger of that.
Oh,
jeez. Thank God the pinball machine.
Was it?
What's that?
It wasn't sewage, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was rainwater.
Oh, good.
Yeah, what happened evidently was the drain in the basement got plugged up, and we don't have a drain outside the basement.
Uh-huh.
So there's a little hole in the, by the back door of the basement that lets the water come in and go down to this drain, which is what it's supposed to do. Well, the drain was backed up, so basically all the rainwater just started collecting in the basement.
Oh, boy.
Through this hole, which is what it, you know, because the drain was plugged up.
Right.
So we had 2 inches of rainwater in the basement.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank God the pinball machine was okay.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know.
Thank God.
But, so I'm like, well, you know, maybe I'll try to dig out this drain. Well, we've got this, we inherited with the place this stupid-ass shower stall that sits over the drain.
Right.
So I got to take that out. Well, in order to do that, you have to disconnect some plumbing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I turned the water off to disconnect the plumbing.
Yeah.
Which is what anybody would do, right?
Right, right.
Brainiac that I am here.
Uh-oh.
And I pull this stupid shower stall out from over the drain.
Right.
And then I fish around in there, you know, and lift the grate of the drain up and stick this thing down in there and see what, there's a dead rat or something in there, who knows.
Wow.
And nothing, right? I can't, all I get down to the bottom, but I can't, you know, there's a curb there and I can't do anything with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the water's getting murky, you know, it's kind of dirty. Cat litter boxes got overflowed. There's cat litter floating around.
Oh, God.
It was kind of like that. I don't know if you remember when you were kids, that sand that you could put in the aquarium.
Yeah.
Well, it's that clumping litter, so there's little clumps floating around, like islands.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you know, oh, look, there's the Hawaiian islands off there in the distance made out of the clumpy litter. It's amazing. You see, kids, it's like volcanoes rising from the ocean floor to create a... to create an island.
Oh, that looks like a Hershey Kiss on top of the island. Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, my gosh.
So the shit float?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I go to turn the water back on.
Yeah.
Okay, this is where it gets worse.
Oh.
Not only have we got the 2 inches of water everywhere, but then I go to turn the water back on. I get the cold water turned back on. I go to turn the hot water on, and it doesn't want to turn.
Uh-oh.
So I, you know, turn it harder, then kind of busts loose and unscrews. Well,
right.
I realize, turn on the hot water now. Okay?
Yeah.
No hot water.
Uh-oh.
At all.
Yeah.
So I get up there in the ceiling, because it's in the ceiling of the basement where the water pipes are, too. Electrical, water, whatever. So I'm digging around. I take apart the valve, and what has happened is when I twisted it, I broke the shaft. So the plunger that stops the water,
yeah,
is still screwed into the place where it's supposed to be to stop the water.
Oh, boy.
And the other half is in my hand.
Uh-oh.
And, like, you can't get them to go back together again after that.
You had your shaft in your hand.
Yeah, there you go. And then, you know, plunger is still up there.
Yeah.
So we don't have hot water at the moment.
Oh, boy.
So then, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Oh, boy.
So then we got Daryl and Daryl to come out and roto-root the drain.
Oh, my goodness.
So they come in the first. This guy was so rude, you know. I can imagine he's working on Sunday, first of all.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has, you know, one of them degrees from someplace.
Super Sunday, too.
Yeah, Super Sunday. So he's all pissed off.
Boy,
where's your trap at?
You're lucky the Rams didn't make it in.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, that's a laugh and a half. The where's your trap? I'm like, you know, I don't know what, usually plumbing terms.
Right.
I don't know what this is.
Right.
I'm like, well, the drain's in the basement.
Right.
No, where's your trap? I go, well, there isn't anything outside near the basement. Well, I have a drain that's outside by the garage. And that's what he wanted, but he just wasn't very articulate. He just kept saying, where's the trap? You know, and I'm like, you know, trying to pick it out. It's like that Coco the monkey or something. You know, what do you want, Coco banana? No, you know, where's the trap?
Sounds like Marathon Man.
Is it safe? So he keeps saying that, and then this poor guy is in tow with him. He's like some kind of mute or something. And the guy's just yelling at him and pushing him around, essentially. You go get the truck!
Was it like a Penn and Teller or what?
It was like, I don't know what it was. It was like Penn and Teller, except extremely rude and, you know. Penn and Teller with shotguns and a bottle of liquor and overalls on.
Oh, my gosh.
So we go around to this back thing, right, and I get them all set up. I get a light on out there, and they need to hook up to some power. We need some power!
Right.
This guy says, and so I said, well, you know, you can plug into the garage there. And so they, oh, you know, they got this big, you know, roto-rooter thing. And I'm thinking, hey, this is going to be cool. Well, they just stick it on the end of an industrial drill.
Right.
So I was a little disappointed on that. I was hoping it would be a whole apparatus.
Did you still have your shaft in your hand at this point? Or?
No, I put that thing back on. I got to get that fixed now.
Okay.
So I go out back, and they go, oh, straighten that thing out. This guy's just yelling at this other guy, and he's kind of like,
oh.
He was kind of like that poor guy in Pulp Fiction that they kept, the gimp.
Right.
Remember the gimp?
Yeah.
This was this guy. He was the gimp, except he didn't have a leather mask on or anything. He was just like, I don't know what.
Oh, my goodness.
Straighten it. Okay, turn it on.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're down in there. Right? So I'm waiting for, like, you know, last night's meal to come out of the hole. But it didn't. And so then he's like, hey, would you go flush your toilet a couple times?
Oh, boy.
So I go, okay. So I run in and I flush the thing, come back out. Oh, we're going to have to make another run at it. Straighten it out. All he did was yell the whole time, yell at this poor guy. Once he found the trap, though, I think I was on the clear. You know, he wasn't asking me any more questions.
Right.
It was like one line. You know, how much is it going to be? $72.50.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was a dumb dinger there. $72.50 for them guys to roto-root the thing.
Oh, boy.
But I'll tell you, you know, after they got done, it sucked that water out of here. It was like a vacuum.
A lot of sucking going on.
It was crazy. I was like, I come down, and it's like this crazy whirlpool.
Were you satisfied with the sucking, or?
Oh, it was amazing. I was surprised that more things didn't get pulled into it.
Was that the best sucking you've ever seen?
Well, in my basement, yes, it has been.
Yeah.
I'm sure these new depositions, videotape depositions, will probably get a different view, but in my basement over the last year or so, that has been the best sucking that's ever happened.
Hey, you might be impeached yourself if you don't want to.
You know, I think impeach is going to take on a whole new connotation since all this. Yeah, impeach me, baby. It'll be on the streets.
A shaft in your hand and some major league sucking going on. I mean,
you'll be on the streets and it'll be, you know, $20 for an impeachment from a whore. I want to get impeached.